This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, July 16th commemorative events in New Mexico. July 16th is a historic day in New Mexico because it was the day in 1945 when the first atomic bomb was detonated at the Trinity site, and it was the day in 1979 when the Church Rock uranium mill tailings spill took place. To commemorate these events, prayer walks, candlelight vigils, and community education events will be held. First, to remember the communities affected by the Church Rock uranium mill tailings spill 31 years ago, the Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment will hold events in the Redwater Pond Road community. From 7 to 9 a.m., there will be a prayer walk on Highway 566 in remembrance of the communities affected by the spill. There will be a commemoration proclamation and reaffirmation of the Navajo Nation's uranium mining ban that was set forth in the Dene Natural Resources Protection Act of 2005. A luncheon will begin at noon. On the morning of July 16th, an earthen tailings dam at the United Nuclear Corporation Church Rock uranium mill failed, spilling large amounts of liquid radioactive waste into the Puerco River in New Mexico, which eventually flowed downstream into Arizona. The Church Rock spill is second only to the 1986 Chernobyl meltdown for the amount of radiation released from an accident. The spill contributed to the long-term contamination already present in the watershed from the release of untreated or poorly treated uranium mine water into the Puerco River. The commemorative event serves as a reminder that the Dene communities throughout the area still carry the burden of the uranium legacy to this day. For more information, contact Teddy Nez at 505-879-2910. Second, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium and Las Mujeres Hablan will hold a statewide gathering in Tularosa in support and remembrance of those who were exposed to the radiation released from the detonation of the first atomic bomb at the Trinity test site near Socorro. On Friday, July 16, the consortium will hold a candlelight vigil from 8 to 10 p.m. for those who have lost loved ones to cancer or are cancer survivors. On Saturday, July 17, the consortium and Las Mujeres Hablan will hold an all-day community gathering at the Tularosa Community Center beginning at 9 a.m. Participants will have the opportunity to share their memories of the Trinity test. They will also learn about the amendments to the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act proposed by Senator Udall, which would cover those exposed to radiation from the Trinity test. For more information, please contact Tina Cordova at 505-897-6838. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.